I can't believe you bend your words like girl. You get up. I fucked that up. I can't believe you bend your words like girl. You get her spoons. Not quite safe here. Every judgment seems to smack of doom. Are you okay? Yeah. Well, just fine.
My band started playing the wrong song, I guess.
Legal precedent set us straight, but no one's brought up suit. And I'm assuming that if they did, the point would still be moot. Are you joking? Well, I'm just fine.
I was suddenly wondering what Ashley Simpson did with her band. And, after blaming them for that, and then my mind suddenly went to the presidential tailor. Did any of you see the articles on this guy? Because there was the whole thing about the bump on Bush's back, right? And they were, you know, it's not a transmitter, it's not a... they should have just said, no matter what it was, they should have said, it's a bulletproof vest, come on. Which would have been fine, but instead they said it was a badly tailored suit. And the guy that they fired, though, this is the sad thing, and I had seen a profile on him about 2 months before. There was some magazine that did an article on the presidential tailor. He's been for every president since Lyndon Johnson. Before I was born, this guy has made suits for every single fucking president. And they were asking him who his favorites were, who the nicest were, and he actually said Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush. George W. is like the most friendly, just one of the guys, hangs out, talks. And they fired this guy. He was the fall guy after. That made me so sad. So if I can ever afford $3,000 for a presidential style suit, and he's still alive, anyway, it just made me really sad. What? Whatever I fear? Okay.
But that might be spending all the upbeat songs really sad.
To be perfectly frank, we'll be okay.